all my political life I've been representing a rural area predominantly, and you know, to see young people not able to get permission in their own area due to a lot of restrictions. But during the campaign, the Income and Taoiseach has stated that people should be entitled to build on their family land. So I'm following that up today by way of motion to ensure that it wasn't just an election promises, to ensure that those people that want to live in rural Ireland, to support the schools, the shops and all that goes on in football teams, that all that goes on in rural Ireland can happen. I mean, the restrictions is critical for over the last 20 years. You know, now we have a rural house could cost between 400 and a half a million to build. 5 or 6 years ago, if there was no restrictions, people would have built more houses in rural Ireland because the cost of construction would be only half that, maybe 200,000 to build a house. And now the cost is restriction. I see another issue that smaller farmers on low income that want to take over their family land, they have no place to live. So they either sell the land or rent it. But I think that the state now should step in and ensure that those smaller farmers on low incomes, that houses can be built on their land as well, to ensure that we keep these young families in rural Ireland, can support in rural Ireland in that way.
Do you feel those young people you mentioned, that we've seen the last while the large influx of those that have moved to different countries like Australia, like Canada, do you feel they've, one of the reasons maybe they feel they have to move is they're being priced out of this?
Absolutely. You would say a young farmer that'd be on 50 or 60 acres, which while the asset might be worth a lot of money, the income from that farm would be only 10 to 15,000. And when they see they can rent that land, move to Australia with the view, or America with the view to saving some money and be able to come back to build a house on that land if it's not sold. But we're losing that population for that duration. So I think it's important that council and government move in to that situation to support low-income farmers and our families in rural Ireland, not just farmers, but all low-income families that can source a site. Council and government should build a house on their land the same way as they do it in towns and villages. I think we have to sustain rural Ireland, and hopefully that this will happen in this government.